This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. The announcement last week of 8% for water deliveries to our farmers this year, what a joke. We're going to sit through another year with vast amounts of water stretching from Klamath Falls 20 miles northward while our agriculture community starves to death for lack of water. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever? I shared the story last year about a friend of mine who came through the Klamath Basin a few years ago during a low water year who was absolutely dumbfounded there was little or no water for irrigation in the basin. But he just drove along 20 miles of lakeshore that had water everywhere you looked. He was right to be dumbfounded. It's ridiculous. So here's something I contemplated after the announcement of 30,000 acre-feet of water for our community. All we hear about is we must remove the four dams on the Klamath River to save the endangered salmon, right? Well, according to the experts, according to the experts, that will right the world as we know it. Salmon will run up the Klamath River so thick you could walk across the river on them. Salmon will flood Klamath Lake like the midge population each year, to the point all you'll see is salmon, salmon, and more salmon. Well, at least they won't end up on your windshield like the midges do. But does that make any sense to you? Well, of course not. If we tear out the dams, which we're obviously hell-bent to do, about the only thing that's going to happen is a rise in our electricity rates as we dump hydropower, which, of course, is green energy that our progressive friends are so interested in achieving. So here's what I was thinking. Follow me on this. If tearing out the four dams on the Klamath River is going to drastically alter the salmon runs and make our country right again, well, why not tear out the Link River Dam as well? What? You say then the lake would become a swamp with massively receding shorelines, muddy, mosquito-infested lake bed, and a tiny little river flowing through where the lake used to be? Well, just stop and think about it. I mean, we're being fed a line of malarkey by the so-called experts that we must keep all this water in Upper Klamath Lake to save the endangered sucker. Well, what happened in the years before the Link River Dam was constructed? Before the dam, as summer approached, most of the water in Upper Klamath Lake would have gone down the river to the sea. That would leave behind the muddy, mosquito-infested marsh. Did the suckers die off? Well, of course not. Before the Link River Dam was constructed, obviously the suckers survived even during a low water year like we have today. That's why they're still in Upper Klamath Lake. So why keep the lake filled up to an artificial level to save the suckers and kill our agriculture community and our general community as well? It makes no sense to me, but what do I know? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.